Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about one of the strategies I use in my content to announce products.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
Hey guys, excited that you're here. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is actually going to be a segment that I took from OfferMind. One of the biggest questions I get right now is not just how do I create an offer, how to create a funnel, how to create a sales message. It is, Steven, how on earth do you come up with podcast content ideas? And it's a very valid question because I produce so much content right now. And we got that third show that's about to come out, which is exciting. Anyway, there's a lot of strategies behind it. And I just bought mycontentmachine.com specifically so that I could dive deeply into this because I've finally accepted the fact that I am definitely in the content business, okay? And at first I was just doing it because Russell said to do it years ago and I was like, no, and I fought him and then I was like, all right, this is changing me faster than I could change myself and it's teaching me what I should sell faster than I could go test things. So anyways, I'm excited about this episode though, because what I want to do is share with you guys some of the ways that I go and create my content. Some of the time I'm creating content around just ahas that I'm having. Some of the times I'm creating content around problems that I ran into my business and how I'm overcoming them. That's a fun thing to go document. Sometimes I'm just straight doing that, documenting the journey of what I'm doing. But other times I'm actually doing a webinar in the show and you guys don't know it, which is I think why it's effective because most of us have seen webinars and the first time that I start saying something like webinar, sometimes people roll their eyes and it's like, we're still making a ton of money off of automated webinars right now and they are not dead. But how am I doing it in episodes so that you don't know that I am? So I think that that's one of the things that you guys will enjoy. The reason why I'm doing this episode is because last episode I shared with you guys my offer lab. And now, while that wasn't a webinar, if you still watch what I was doing, it very much was me breaking, rebuilding false beliefs about OfferLab and helping you understand why OfferLab is so cool and hopefully make you go, my gosh, this guy could actually shortcut a few years of my life with that program. That's the intent, okay? So watch this segment. I'm actually going to kick over to a recording from my last event where somebody asks me this question, Steven, how do you come up with your content? And I'm going to teach you guys how I do that, specifically in terms of doing a webinar, so to speak, inside of something like a podcast or some publication. So let's kick over there. I think you guys will enjoy it. And let's show you guys how to be better at selling with content.
Guys, people are going to love you. I know the fear of it is that people are going to make fun of you. There's going to be a few of them. Don't worry about it. Whatever. It's part of the dues of the game. And you'll never hear from him again. So don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah.
And you talked about doing a sideways webinar.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that for a quick second?
Yeah, totally.
Because I had confusion on that.
So I launched Sales Funnel Radio and Secret MLM Hacks Radio differently. And I learned a lot from it. And I wish I had launched my show, whether it's a blog or a video. I wish I launched Sales Funnel Radio the same way I launched Secret MLM Hacks Radio. It went so much better. Oh, gosh. This was awesome. Thanks for bringing that up. This was awesome. So at that time, right, I started realizing we had not launched the 2-Comic Up Coaching yet at that time, but I started realizing that webinar scripts, they're not for webinars, but for any selling ever. So what if I was to sell somebody on the idea of my show, right? So what I did is Sales Funnel Radio, for example, the one that I didn't like, right? Sales Funnel Radio. The first thing that I did, if we cut to the screen here, or the whiteboard, that'd be awesome. All right, and then here's Secret MLM Hacks Radio. Okay. This show came about a year after this one. Sales Funnel Radio, the way I launched it, because I was like, I am so freaking scared of talking. I don't want to, what am I going to say? I wrote those things down in some of the notes. I took 52 pages of notes my first Funnel Hacking Live. I was like, what am I going to say? That was one of my things. I was like, I don't even know if I'm interesting enough to listen to. You guys think so? I don't know. Maybe. All right, cool. Thanks. Appreciate that. How interesting. All right. Just kidding. Appreciate it. So what I did is I would do an interview My very first episode is an interview because I didn't know what to say. Okay. Then the next episode that I did was me. Funny enough, welcoming them on episode 2, which is really awkward. Don't do that. It's like, oh, so wish I could go back. Russell said not to delete it. So I'm not. Right? Then the next episode was me. Oh, hear my voice. Right? Then I would do an interview. Then I'd do me, interview. Me, interview. Me, interview. It's tons of interviews the first like 30 episodes of Sales Funnel Radio. I didn't know what to say. And the script that I'm following in my head, not even in my head, almost first few episodes, I literally would take the Epiphany Bridge script. It was 8 questions. What's your backstory? Right? What's the wall? I would take those 8 questions and just take a legal pad and I would write all the headings, answer all the fields, and then just delete the questions. And that was what I would say. That was my first few episodes. So bad. You could tell I'm reading too. Like, what's up, everyone? This is Steven Larson. And you're listening to Sales Funnel Radio. And that's all these uhs. I'm terrible at delivering it. Content was great. Delivery sucked. So bad. It was bad, man. But like, whatever, you know? And then by about episode 15-ish, I stopped reading it as much. Somehow around episode 30, I started getting more comfortable with my voice and the way I sounded. Don't listen to you, by the way, for a while either. You'd be like, I sound like that? It's going to bother you. It'll totally get in your head. I'm like, man. Because, I mean, I sounded really hot. Naturally. Not true. Okay. I was terrible. I was like, oh my gosh, I sound like that. I was like, don't listen to your first few things for a while. Right. So I was literally like first question in the Epiphany Bit script, page 114 in Expert Secrets. Okay. The script there on the right side, middle of the page, just follow that script. And that's literally my episode. Boop. Okay. So I did all that in one episode. And then the very next episode, I take one of those objections, right? From me doing that, the right objections and all the false beliefs, all the ones that I didn't answer in the main script, I just find another story. I'm like, well, I could probably answer that objection. What's a cool story I know that helps people realize that that belief isn't real, that they need to rethink the way they're seeing the world. Huh, cool. Now let me go lace it. Okay, what was the backstory for that story? It was the wall, right? The epiphany, right? The plan, conflict, achievement, transformation. And then that episode was that. That's how I did that. I think what you're talking about is we're at the Sideways webinar. So the Sideways webinar, now this is that's why I launched that show. The way I launched this show is totally different. What I did is I started looking around. I was like, hey, you know what'd be cool is this. I was like, I understand that people are gonna have some hangups about coming over and using funnels in the MLM space, right? What objections can I imagine they're gonna have? I'm sorry, dude, I'll be there. Sorry, man, just staying in there for a while. I was like, what objections are they gonna have as I start to just even say the idea, not a product, okay? So what I did is I listed out all the objections, the exact same process as I brought you guys through. I listed all the objections out that I could imagine and think through as I talk about this new kind of concept, right? The idea being the thing that I know is gonna cause them to kind of flip out a little bit, right? So what are all these ideas popping out? And so what I did is I started looking for ways I could break that. And I laced all my stories out. Okay. And this is how I did it, right? What are all the major elements of a webinar? Like the actual script. Introduction. Yeah. Intro. Yeah. Intro to you and the story itself. You guys listen. It's awesome. Yep. And then a story for secret number one, vehicle based concern, right? Secret number two, internal based. Secret three, external, right? And then what comes after that? Some kind of a pitch on something, right? Some call to action in general. Okay. So that's what I did. I said episode number one was my origin story, my introduction to me. Episode number two was the story associated with the vehicle. I'm going to say vehicle story, secret number one. They just had no idea that's what I was doing, but I was telling the exact stories for the, right? It was insane how well this worked. Okay. All right. The number three, right? Then it was the internal story. Number four was the external story. Number five, I did a call to action. And the call.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Call to action that I did was to this cool little free download thing. And it was nuts. I had no following at all in that area, right? And it was so crazy to see what happened with that. At the time, Sales Funnel Radio, I think, was doing like 600 downloads a day, something like that. And this audience had like no downloads a day, but the engagement was like through the roof. It was insane. There was way more engagement from this audience. I'm talking like way more, like almost the creepy kind where they find your phone number, want to fly out to you and meet you. Like, you know what I mean? Like the crazy, where you're like, "I'm not even offering that." Like, you know what I mean? Like, "Oh, who are you?" And it was nuts how engaged they were, because I think I broke their belief patterns this way. So I started teaching this process. Okay. The next episode, number 6, what I did is I picked up over on this side, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? Now who would want to get on a show? Red ocean, sea level influencers. And now I'm starting to harvest other people's followings. Okay. I'm getting them to come to me. Oh, and by the way, what are they probably going to do if they really liked it? Probably start from the beginning again. Oh, which means they're going to hit my call to action where I'm sending them over to a registration page or an opt-in page. And they started getting a relationship with me. This is 100% how I launched it. Way more lucrative, way more strategic, so effective to do that way. I have now brought a lot of my students through this process in that MLM space, the MLM product. If you go to iTunes and type in MLM, the first, I think the top 20 podcasts, like 6 of them are my students. Okay. Seriously, with their shows ranking in the tops of iTunes because of we're breaking and building people's beliefs like crazy, crazy. Did that answer that?
You said publish your face off and build pressure. Now, could you give an example of what that build pressure is?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's so obvious to you, but I'm like,
no, I appreciate it.
How do I do that?
Spot checking me. Sounds good. Yeah. So what I did was before I even launched my actual product, right, the Secret MLM Hacks one, I had published, I think, 50 episodes. And so for the first half of what is currently Sales Funnel or Secret MLM Hacks Radio, right, I went in and I just started talking about the ideas. I told the stories. But then about, I think it's about episode 10-ish, I start talking about how like, hey, there's this like crazy cool project that I've been working on. So cool. Anyway, just want to tell you guys about it. That was it. End of the episode, right? Next episode. Hey, just so you know, like I'm really pumped up. We've actually grabbed a few people as kind of a litmus test to see if this actually works with anybody. And so we've got a few people and it's been amazing. This is kind of what happened. But anyway, that's today's episode. I'll see you later. I'm starting to build curiosity, right? What are the two major weapons that a marketer has? Scarcity and urgency, right? used correctly is awesome. And so next episode, hey, just so you know, I think I thought I was going to launch it in October of last year. So over a year ago. And so I started building all this pressure to it. Pressure. I was like, here comes in October. Oh, I don't know the exact date yet, but guys, be ready. And people started commenting and leaving reviews on iTunes. Like, what is it? You know, this is so cool. And I'm like, I know it is cool. They're like, what is it? It's cool. Right. Open loop. Not exactly sure what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be cool. Right. And I'm talking about it. And I knew it had something to do with funnels, and I knew about automation, and I knew I had already been doing a few of those things for me personally. Right. I wasn't just making stuff up. I was doing the thing personally. Okay. And so I started telling all these stories and things that I hated about the industry and stuff that just drove me nuts. Stuff that I felt like was an injustice almost on what was available for current MLMers, right? Or whatever your thing is. Okay. And so then people started writing back out. Yeah. I hate your guts. You're dumb. You know? And then other people like, I know, right? I hate it too. All right. And when I started seeing this divide of opinion that was our, I didn't create it, right? I just surfaced it. I was like, oof. Signal. This is good. This means when I go sell it, people are going to talk about it without me asking them to talk about it. All right. That's a talkable product right there. Ooh, that's awesome stuff. When it's a little spicy like that, right? That's why when people ask like, what are your MLM funnels in the ClickFunnels Facebook group? And they start tagging me like crazy. I'm not asking them to do any of that. But that's been happening for a year and a half. Okay. They're doing that. I'm not doing that. Why? Because I found out what were the hot zones or the hot spots for them when I started talking with them. And so what I started doing is saying, and as the episodes started going down, it's coming October. And then there was a few episodes where I was like, oh crap, I realized like, I want to make it even cooler. I actually have to push it back a little bit. I was trying to focus on leaving ClickFunnels well, right? I wanted to leave well. I don't want to burn bridges. That'd be dumb. And so I stopped. I was like, hey, I'm going to go January. I'm going to do January instead. I don't know when. And then a few episodes later, I was like, all right. It's like, man, if I leave December 31st, could I have something ready by January 4th? And I started thinking about that like the beginning of November. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, that's intense. Like, okay, constraint, right? I don't want to go a while without getting paid though. We're not going to have any other income, right? That's some scary crap. That's the reality. What's the scenario? How can I spin that to a positive and instead lead with it? So I started telling people about that. Guys, I'm going to leave ClickFunnels. Guys, I'm going to leave my job. Guys, I'm going to leave this. Watch what I do because I want you to know the framework I'm going for works, right? That's cojones moment. You know what I mean? Baby, twitch in the eye, all right? And I was like, hey, watch what I'm doing. And then I started going and building up pressure to them. If you want to get on the waiting list for this thing and get first dibs on it, go to this URL. Right. That's what I was saying before. Go get on the waiting list. And I ended up getting 400 people on the waiting list before January even showed, which is awesome. And then I started sending them out stuff like, well, what's your number one question or challenge about this? Or what's the big fear you've had? And I started writing this huge whiteboard of tons of objections, false beliefs, stories they were running into, stuff they hated, stuff they loved. Right. And it started showing me, I was like, oh my gosh, that is where I need to sit. And so they started before, that's why I like beforehand, I kind of had an idea of what it would be. Still didn't know really what it was going to be though. And just started building up pressure for that thing. And I had my first buyer actually. She was so excited to buy in October, right? She was like staying up, like waiting for the page. I didn't know this. She sent the message to me. She sent an email to me after the actual launch. She goes, are you kidding me? Why is it January? And I was like, sweet. That's a buy signal. We should probably move forward on this. And then she sent out a message and she was ended up being my first buyer of the whole actual program. And she goes, this was so awesome. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. 2 days later, she sent me a message. I mean, she had stayed up like all night for this thing. She lived in another part of the world, another time zone, waited for it to happen, was a part of it. And like, was that person on the webinar who's like, I don't care about the stack. What is the link? You know what I mean? She's like that kind of person. I'm like, yes, yes, I'm hitting it. Yes, right? Like, this is going to work, right? And I was like, and she started getting mad on the webinar. I'm like closing the chat because she's starting to get in my head. I'm like, you really want to buy? But like all these other people, I still got to sell, you know, like, oh, come on, hold on. And she messaged me 2 days later. She's like, Stephen, I think she was crying. And she said, I forgot to tell my husband that I wanted to buy this. And I stayed up all night and I bought it without talking about it with him. And he's a little bit mad. I have to get my money back. And I was like, oh crap. And I said, all right, that's totally fine. She was so devastated and embarrassed. And she came back a few weeks later. She's like, the most amazing miracle happened, Stephen. My husband was like, you know what? You really want this thing. She's like, yes, I've been waiting like 6 months. The dude's been dropping all this content on me like crazy. You know, like by then I was at episode like 60, you know, like, come on. And she messaged me. She goes, my husband just turned to me and said, you know what? Why don't you just go get it? She came back, she rebought it. She's like this huge evangelist, right? When you take care of people like that and build the pressure, I got to like sink this one last lesson in with you guys here, okay? Marketers are event throwers.
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Wanna come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to OfferMind.com. Again, that's OfferMind.com.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.